Sometimes it feels like my budget is a partially deflated balloon. If I squeeze a little bit in one area so that I can save, the expenses just pop back out on the other side. Save on gas and the cost of groceries goes up. Cut back on the cable bill and the phone bill goes up. Living on one income means we are constantly working to figure out how to make the very most of our money. It's hard, but we have found a few things that have helped us to free up some cash when things are tight. One of the first things that you can do to free up some cash is to raise the deductibles on your car insurance. So this move can save $10 to $20 a month depending on your coverage. And since we had already paid our 6-month premiums prior to changing our deductibles, we actually got a little money back. Yes, it's a gamble. Let me tell you, when you have high deductibles on your car insurance, you are extra careful when you're driving. Be sure to set aside money for those higher deductibles in an emergency fund so that you're prepared if something bad should happen and you need to make a claim. Another way you can free up some cash, change your tax withholding. If you're getting a big income tax refund from Uncle Sam every spring, stop letting the government have your money interest-free and adjust your withholding. Use the IRS website's tax withholding calculator to help you figure out how many allowances you should take or consult with your tax professional. Don't adjust it without checking your figures because you want to make sure you're paying enough taxes so you don't have to pay into the government and pay penalties. So depending on your personal situation, if you were getting a big refund before, you could save, $50 to $100 a month in your budget. Another way to free up some cash, use your car one less day a week. Walk, ride bike, or carpool with someone else. You'll find that you not only save the gas money, but you'll also avoid those incidental expenditures that come with being out and about. Not going to town one day a week saves me about $8 or $40 in a month. You should also work hard at determining needs versus wants. You don't need a morning latte, dinners out at restaurants, or candy at the movie theater. I know. You don't need gum, soda, breath mints, Ziploc baggies, nail polish, Swiffers, or car washes. You will find that when you cut out the little stuff you want but don't need, you will have extra money in your pocket. If you've tracked your expenses, you'll know how much trimming that extraneous spending can help your bottom line. And finally, you can find money at your house. Turn in your spare change for extra cash. Sell some extra stuff that you don't need or use anymore. Have a garage sale. Haven't you been meaning to clean out the basement anyway? Most of us can easily find $50 to $100 worth of stuff to get rid of just tonight. Keep an open mind when it comes to finding extra cash. The prices of things are high, and sometimes it's hard to make ends meet, but you will feel great when you've figured out how to be thrifty, to be creative, and to do more with what you have.